Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and tonight we're going to open your eyes to peer potential coaching and woman in spirit with Sandra Vesterstein. And Sandra is the founder of Peer Potential Coaching. With more than 20 years in business and coaching, she's excited to bring new inspiration to clients such as you through her signature hybrid coaching style and energy. She knows the way to help you navigate the more effectively way of improving your communication, aligning your behaviors with your values. Her aim is to nurture an effortless stream of balance and success in your life with a warm and direct approach and an encouraging style. Sandra will inspire and enable you to achieve greater personal fulfillment. And without any more of me, I want to bring on Sandra Vesterstein to enlighten your life. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Well, thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Now, peer potential coaching is one side, but there's the other side, women in spirit. This is something I'm really starting to understand. Women actually have a better understanding of personal growth than men. And how does your women in spirit actually expand women's lives?
Well, you know, I actually started Peer Potential Coaching first. I was contemplating going back to get my master's in psychology and to have been really fortunate to meet a woman that did some energy work with me prior to making that decision. And it opened my eyes up. And so I kind of stumbled upon coaching, and I started to pursue that career path. And I've never regretted it for a moment. And so as I developed that coaching practice, I started attracting many women to the practice, and I began to notice there was a theme that came across, and it was the theme of feeling less than. And now keep in mind, I coached people that were very, very successful, that anybody up from the outside would be looking in going, oh my gosh, you know, how could they feel bad about themselves? And yet they did. And then became even more apparent to me when my mother was dying. And I realized she never really owned her greatness. She always felt less than. And I thought, boy, you know, I really want to start focusing on working with women because I'm passionate about guiding women to be their best. And not only to be their best, for them also to see their best. And so I started Women in Spirit. And Women in Spirit really focuses on you know, reconnecting women with their divine sacred self.
You said something in there that I really want the people to hear what you said. Just because somebody's wealthy and successful, that doesn't mean they have limiting beliefs and doesn't have things still going on in the subconscious mind they choose to let go of, does it? Isn't that true?
Yep. I think it's very true. That's why I was always amazed, especially because people who tend to look to coaching, tend to be more forward-thinking. You know, coaching is really about outcome-focused. It's not problem-focused. And so you tend to attract people that are highly motivated anyway. And I was just bewildered when I would work with these people. I mean, one woman, I think she spoke three different languages, you know, had her MBA. I mean, she was successful in business, and how could you not feel successful? But she didn't. She didn't. And it became apparent to me, you know, I like to call it demystifying success. We always are running the program we're running perfectly. Unfortunately, sometimes the program, which is really in the unconscious mind, and that program is developed, is really, you know, comprised of our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. When that program that's running in our unconscious mind is not congruent to the outcome we want to achieve, we never really truly feel successful. We never really own it because it's always just, you know, it's just just out of reach. And so, you know, working with individuals and women, when I really believe the cornerstone of my work is working with women's unresourceful beliefs, or what I would call limiting beliefs, because they're really the rules we have for our life. And for instance, you know, a woman might want to have a successful marriage, to be, you know, successful in business and all that. And if she's running a belief that she's not worthy of success, or a belief that she's not good enough, it doesn't matter what she does. I mean, she can change her behavior. She can change her thoughts. However, that reticular activating system in the mind is going to search for all the evidence to prove the belief, the limiting belief and the resourceful belief, right. So if they have a limiting belief running that they're not good enough, it's going to call to them all the evidence to show them how they're not good enough. Even when there's evidence to show that they are, they can't see it. It's like the blinds are closed.
And that's very true. But you said something in there, and something come to me. You know, everybody says change your thoughts, you change your life. But really, Sandra,
right.
It isn't until you get new images, then you expand your life. Is that which one of them is really the deal? You got to expand the image in the subconscious to fit the dream. Isn't that more appropriate than you?
I think that's part of it. I think that's part of it. That's why when people come to me and they believe in the law of attraction, however, they're frustrated because they're like, I have the thought. Unfortunately, oftentimes they don't have the feelings because the belief system that they're running has a certain feeling associated with it, and that gets triggered on an unconscious level. And those feelings have a certain behavior associated with it. So if, you know, I don't really, it's my belief that you can't just think your way through it. I tried that for years. I tried to think my way through, my social anxiety. And actually, the more I thought about it, and I, you know, the more I consciously thought about being confident or whatever, you're right in the sense that I didn't have a representation of me being like that in my mind. And so, you know the saying, if you can see it and you believe it, you can be it. And so it's really a combination of all of those. It's like, I always think of it as kind of like a recipe for success. You have to make sure that recipe or that equation, the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors, have to equal, and they have to be on the same energy level as that outcome you want to produce.
And you got to have that image of that outcome. And, you know, you can go to purepotentialcoaching.com and learn more about Sandra, and also Woman in Spirit. But, you know, I want to go back to earlier when you was talking about that lady. You know, how can people try to learn more and still cover up the real thing? It is the beliefs, the feelings, the thoughts, and the images.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just keep learning to make themselves, but they never really get to the emotional limitation of themselves.
Well, and I think what most of the time people don't understand is that we don't consciously get up in the morning and say, gosh, I just can't wait to feel like a loser. We don't consciously do that. What happens is that something triggers and fires off a pattern like, for example, of unworthiness or not good enough. Something triggers them, and a response happens, and it happens in a nanosecond. And all of a sudden, they start acting and behaving and feeling like that person that's not worthy or is not good enough. And same is true for the positive, you know. And so people, when they understand that it's a reaction, and it's not a conscious reaction, it's an unconscious reaction. And so, Robert, you know, you and I know the power of the work. We know that when you start working with the unconscious mind and you start creating representations of what you want, we know how we can move people very quickly. You don't have to muscle it anymore. Flow into it.
Well, that's the thing. Once you start seeing the images and the thoughts and feelings, get everything. And it is purepotentialcoaching.com. And Sandra, do you want to give out your phone number?
Sure,
so
yeah.
So somebody wanted to contact you?
Sure. I can be reached directly at 802-598-6078.
And you can go to purepotentialcoaching.com, and you can get individual coaching, group coaching, and you can also see what else Sandra does, workshops, things like that. But here's what I've witnessed and been part of the some Sandra and I've had some conversation. I was at the Bennett Stellar Seminar, and Sandra's one of the presenters. With what she does and Michael does is they present a safe zone for you to let go of the limiting beliefs, thoughts, emotions, feelings, but they also put in a new representation of who you are. And that's what Pure mm-hmm. Potential Coaching and Bennett Stellar and Women in Spirit will do for you. I've witnessed, I actually have expanded through things because of that. But also, mm-hmm. Sandra, when you do, you know, one of your Women in Spirit retreats or workshops, what would people, women, get from that, do you feel, to move their life forward?
Well, I almost feel like it's like we get to be artists and we get to clear the canvas. They come in with a work of art because it's been their life, right? And it's that whatever work of art they're bringing in is a compilation of all their experiences, good, bad, indifferent, you know, all of that. And when a person, when a woman comes in to Women in Spirit, we really just get down to the basics of what it is that's driving a person to behave and do what they're doing. And then before we do that, we kind of we clear off the canvas. And so there's a lot of work being done on limiting beliefs. We get a hold of those. I talk a lot about energy within the body and how balancing the energy also affects your feelings, because feelings are just really energy. And then it's our point of attraction. And so, you know, if you ever noticed, if you're having a bad day and say you're stuck in traffic and then you go to the grocery store and, you know, people are kind of surly to you because you have that energy of frustration running you. And when you switch that, you switch your energy field, and the point of attraction will be different. And so I really teach women how to be responsible communicators, understanding communication. And so they can stop excusing their behaviors, and they can start choosing their emotions. And, you know, what's the emotion they want to feel? So we create a beautiful, there's a beautiful process on really getting that representation of what is it that they want to see, feel, and do in life? What is that? And get it very clear. We have a ceremony about releasing limiting beliefs. We do, you know, education on the masculine, feminine. We all have a masculine and a feminine side to us. And how do we keep those in balance? And how do we own both of those parts of us? We do work on love languages, understanding how you give and receive love. And learning how to really quiet that mind so that mind can do some really good healing.
And, you know, and also you give them the image of who they want to be when they walk away.
Yeah. Yep. They all have that. They journal. Women just, it's transformational. It's just transformational because it's all of a sudden the lights come on and they see how incredibly brilliant they are. They finally see it. And then you know what?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'll finish.
Well, what I get, I see, well, this is one of this is a side product or byproduct of the program. I see women being so kind and loving to one another and supportive. And that whole jealousy thing, it just goes out the door. And that, to me, is beautiful because I think that in our society that women oftentimes walk that road alone. They might have superficial friends. However, they don't have true friends, you know, a friend that's going to, you know, have your back when you need it, or a friend that's going to be there through thick and thin. And, you know, women form just incredible friendships through this program as well. And it teaches women how to treat one another.
And, you know, also, how, you know, this is something I've discovered in my path. People want to have that special fairy tale relationship, but they're really locked into a high school way of dating. Do you feel that, or is that?
Oh, yeah. I often say to people that are, you know, always seeking to be involved with somebody, I'll say, well, let me ask you this. Would you want to be involved with you? You know, oftentimes they're looking at me like, oh, I don't know if I would. Well, let's change it up so you can find yourself attractive. If you don't find yourself attractive, how do you think someone else is going to find yourself attractive? You know, you attractive. And so it's really becoming clear on that. It also takes, this whole program takes people from the victim side of the equation to the causal side. And that is so much more powerful to be. And so when you're standing in your power and in spirit on that cause side of the equation, you are very attractive. That's, you know, that's where charisma comes in. We all know people like that. You see them and you go, gosh, what do they do? I mean, they just look so happy because they are happy from the inside out. They're inspired from the inside out. They're truly living it.
And, you know, there's something I come up with, and I wanted to bounce this off you. It's called the energy of curiosity.
Uh-huh. Yep.
When you walk in a room, you want to walk in with an energy of curiosity, so when people see you come in, curious of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, is it the way it is with relationships and everything?
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at energy is just really fed by our feelings. So if you walk into a room and you're curious about people, how attractive is that? You know, you're open. That's an open energy.
And when you're open, what else is open?
Your heart.
And what about people that are open? But, you know, Sandra, with Pure Potential Coaching, and it's purepotentialcoaching.com, you can go there and get the coaching. But, you know, it isn't just coaching. It's got NLP and hypnotherapy. But they come out of there with a forward-looking focus and understand where they're going.
Oh, definitely.
Wouldn't you say?
I mean, I feel so great. I actually went to the Bennett Stellar training about, I would say I was like 6-8 years into my practice. And I was a great taskmaster as a coach. And I was very inspirational. However, I'd always get people saying, oh, I need a Sandy fix or I need a Sandra fix. And I had to keep them going, keep them motivated. And then when I went into this training, and I had gone into other NLP trainings and, you know, various different modalities to be trained, when I came to Bennett Stellar, it gave me a platform from which I could take all of my training and work from. And then I became the co-creator with my clients. And how much fun is that? I mean, I get to be the co-creator of people's dreams. And I also get to be the guide that walks them through the healing processes. So for me, I just feel so fortunate that I do have the neurolinguistic programming. I do have the hypnotherapy. I do have the traditional life coaching. I have the Reiki, you know, training. And I'm a trainer for this. I mean, when I connected up and decided to partner with Michael at Bennett Stellar University, I decided that because I believe in what we do. I get to see transformations every day. And sometimes I have to wake up and I have to pinch myself because I can't even believe that I get to do this for a living. You know, I get to wake up and be excited about guiding people to their greatness. And so when we decided to incorporate Women in Spirit in one of our specialty programs for Bennett Stellar, people who are already coaches can come and take the class, and I can model for them on how to coach women in a group setting. So they'll get those skills as well.
But, you know, in a coach setting, this is something I really, don't people also open up communication and listening skills that they can use in every facet of their life?
Mm. I think it is so true. When I work with people, if I do the group or if I do personal coaching, I spend a fair amount of time just on communication and understanding how communication works, understanding, you know, how the unconscious mind is communicating. And I think you can say the same for yourself. At Bennett Stellar University, in our training at Women in Spirit, we teach about having rapport with people. And when you have rapport with someone, you have trust. And when you have trust, you have the ability to influence and guide them to make huge changes in their life. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have that under our belt. I think that if general understood communication like we understand communication, life would be a whole lot easier. And they get more of what they wanted in life.
You know, doesn't every argument end up in communication for the best outcome? you know, here's the thing about all the wars that's ever been fought, don't they always end in peace talks?
Right, and you know what the other thing is? We have this little saying that Michael got from, I can't remember who, but he said, is it more important to be right or connected? So if you're having an argument with somebody or you're trying to negotiate, if you focus on the outcome, how is your behavior bringing you towards that outcome? How are your thoughts bringing you towards that outcome? How are your feelings bringing you towards that outcome? How do you believe? Bring you towards that outcome. And when you get that, all of a sudden, you know, you have to say, well, gosh, is it more important for me to be right or connected? And when I choose connection, I always win. I always win.
You know, here's what just come to me. I'm going to ask you this question. How is an argument just basically a limiting belief?
Right, because someone has to be, it has to be my way or the highway, right?
Yeah, and that's a limiting belief.
Yeah,
it just really is.
Yeah.
But now it's pure potential coaching. Well, go ahead.
Well, and it gets our ego. I mean, I always tell people, they go, oh, that's so ego. Well, we all have to have an ego at some level. As we walk in front of a car when we're crossing the street, we all have to have that at some level. It's us being consciously aware of when that ego is taking hold of us and bringing us to an outcome that we don't want.
You know, we have two egos, I say. We got the selfish ego, but we also got the savant ego. You got to, you know, the savant ego. Huh?
So tell me more about that.
The savant ego is you got to, when you want to attain you want to accomplish an outcome or experience an outcome, you got to have a little sassy tenacity to get out of the old into the new. And
right,
that's the savant ego. And he's the one that's willing to listen and expand through life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you brought up something yesterday, day before, how you said, remember when you talked about going into justification. As soon as you start justifying, then you're not open. And is that really where we want to be? And I thought that was so wonderful.
And that's something I've expanded into myself. But and you know, the thing people are so afraid to admit that we all have limiting beliefs and encumbrances. But the sooner you start understanding, become truthful with them, Sandra, the sooner you become free.
Right. And isn't it the truth that at any given time, in any given space, we're all doing the best we can with the resources we have access to. Resources meaning the feelings or skills. And if you have limiting beliefs that don't allow you to access those skills, or you have limiting patterns that don't allow you to access those resources, you know, you're going to get the best you can get. You know, the brain's going to pick the best choice. The unconscious mind's going to pick the best choice. If it only has one way to react, that's the only way it can do it.
And it usually goes about the same way that it thinks it's keeping you safe.
Right, right.
And
exactly.
And so with pure potential coaching, how do you get people open the subconscious up to new feelings, emotions, and behaviors and allow people, really to dance with their dreams?
Well, I think a lot of it is what I've been trained in is certain languaging patterns. The first it starts out with, I have to understand being different, right? So I have to understand, what's the representation they have of what they're doing currently? You know, how do they behave? How do they think? What does it feel like? All that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I'll ask them, so what would you like? You know, so many people will state their goal in a negative. I don't want this. I don't want that. And as an outcome-focused person, I don't want to hear the negative. I want to hear what they want. So sometimes it takes a little tenacity to get to the positive because we're not conditioned to do that. And then once we do that, you know, it's kind of like pulling the rug out from under them. You say, so what's kept you from doing that in the past? And then that's where, all you know, limiting beliefs, you know, depending on, you know, your style as a practitioner. For me, I guide them to just, and I know I have a rapport with them, that they just kind of give it up. I understand what it is. And I, you know, been trained in this, so I understand to listen for those limiting beliefs. So I will always go for a limiting belief before anything else. And then once I get that, then I'll go for new behaviors and, you know, new thought processes and that kind of stuff.
Now, if you was paying attention to what Sandra just said, she's going to open your life to a new way to experience your life in a more freer way. And if you've been paying attention to the integrity, the honesty, but you also hear the subtle strength in Sandra's voice, how would that expand your life and open you up to your dreams and your intention and inspiration? And the website is purepotentialcoaching.com and womeninspirit.com. Sandra, the world is just really, to me, open and ripe for people to be entrepreneurs. And how will Pure Potential Coaching, Women in Spirit, actually allow women to be, and men, to be entrepreneurs when they let go of their limiting beliefs and everything else?
Well, I think it's as far as, especially if someone wanted to actually open up a business or start a business or enhance their business, I would highly suggest them coming to attend our Dream Sculpting workshop seminar, because Dream Sculpting gets you congruent from the inside out as far as what you want to achieve, and having all the, you know, the structure, the patterns, everything that unconscious mind that will support that. It also gives you a step-by-step approach to achieve it. And when we work with people, if I'm working with someone to start a business or whatever, in my private practice, I hands down choose Dream Sculpting to do it. And it really is such an eye-opener. It's just so beautiful to watch. I always just think of, you know, like, you come in as just this little chickadee, and you're just, you know, so vulnerable, and you just don't really know. And all of a sudden, you grow up into this beautiful bird, and you can fly. You can fly. And having all of those beautiful thoughts that are congruent to your outcome, the beliefs and all that, those are the wings beneath your wings. That's what makes you soar, because you have everything matched up. You've done the work. You know, the two reasons why people don't achieve a goal is they don't have the plan to achieve it, or they're not running the right pattern. And that pattern exists in the unconscious mind. You get that all together, and you're unstoppable.
And also, you know, you talk about the law of attraction, but most people, when they set an intention, they leave out the law of action, don't you feel?
I always love that. People always say to me, I keep on thinking about it. I'm like, that's great. You still have to take action. And yet, that's yep. a little chunk of work that you can do to keep them from taking action. Because if the unconscious mind's job is to keep you safe by not taking action, what is that unconscious mind protecting them from? And you get a hold of that, wow.
And see, that's the thing. People don't understand. We live subconsciously in a conscious world.
Yeah, well, you said it beautifully the other night. You said the unconscious mind is the movie that we're running that we're not aware of.
And that's very true.
Good job, huh?
I mean, well, you did good. But anyway, the website is purepotentialcoaching.com, Women in Spirit. If you've been listening, you can see how Sandra with Dream Sculpting, Pure Potential Coaching, her NLP, and the tonality of her voice will allow you to open your dreams. But experiencing the life you desire is more important. So with mm-hmm. just a little bit of time here, Sandra, tell them one thing that Pure Potential Coaching and Women in Spirit will allow people to do tomorrow they couldn't do today, do you feel?
Well, I think, you know, I feel blessed to be part of this whole community. And when people actually work with someone like me, you know, someone in the Benestellar community, someone in Pure Potential, Women's Spirit, what it is we turn the lights on. We actually shine the light into the possibilities. And when people actually can see their possibilities and opportunities, it's very inspiring. Not only having that, to have someone guide them to achieve it.
And I want to say something. She just said the key word to life. Guide you to achieve it. Not tell you, not give it to you, but guide you so you let the people can open up and live their dreams through seeing their own, see their own tenacity and wisdom in action.
Yep. You got it.
And it's purepotentialcoaching.com and womeninspirit.com. And Sandra, do you want to give out your phone number again?
Sure. And they can also get a hold of me at benestellar.com or benestellar.org. And then they could call me at 802-598-6078.
And you will be putting on a dream sculpting class?
San Diego on the 25th of April.
On the 25th.
It's a three-day program. It's just, if you want to treat yourself to some TLC to get yourself all aligned to really just live the life that you were truly meant to live, come down and join us, and I guarantee you it will be a life-changing experience.
And I want to thank Sandra for being my guest and all the listeners. Sandra, we're at the end of the half hour, but give the people some wisdom, some pure potential coaching wisdom as women in spirit tenacity to expand their life.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. All right. Give them some wisdom of Sandra's wisdom to live their life. And I'll close out the show.
Their best life.
And anyway, thank you. And anyway, good night, everybody, and we'll see you next Tuesday night with Larry Wayne from Canada. And we will talk more about expanding people's lives. And anyway, good night.
Good night.